here.
Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Well, happy Thursday, this September the 26th, 2013. Friend, how you doing? My name is Joey Kroll. So good to spend some time with you today. Yes, I'm just so hard to believe that we're just in the last few days of September already, 2013. In fact, I was talking with somebody and we were just setting up an appointment. I was opening up my day book and my planner here that I have, and we're setting up next time we were just going to connect, and the day was like someday in October, and just felt so weird to say October. It was just, I'm just not ready for it. But how are you enjoying this weather, this cooler fall weather? Just been so pretty. I can't wait. I'm not a big fan of cold weather, but I am just a huge fan of just watching the trees turn a different color and the leaves and so forth. And in fact, just the other week, we bought this nice expensive camera, photographer's camera. So I'm looking forward to maybe taking some pictures of the fall season. I'm looking forward to that. Not a big fan of the cold weather or cooler weather, but well, I'll take what I can get. So how's the week coming along for you? All right. I hope and pray that it's going well. Well, I hope and pray that's coming along quite well. In fact, Tuesday night we had our Great News Radio meet and greet at the Olive Garden restaurant in Champaign. And unfortunately, I could not make it. I had some stuff happening and so forth. But I hear that it went quite well. And in fact, Tuesday night, I do have to say, even though I was busy, I was dreaming of those breadsticks and just dipping into that soup and salad and just some tiramisu cake that they got there at the Olive Garden. So I may have not been there physically, but I was so thinking about it. So I hope you had a chance to be part of that, and I hope you were blessed as we did once again the Great News Radio meet and greet at the Olive Garden restaurant in Champaign. In fact, if you're looking for a fellowship opportunity coming up on Saturday, you're invited to the testimony and worship at the Burns Homestead with a campfire happening this Saturday from 5:30 to 7:30. There's going to be worship music, testimonies, and campfire, and there's also going to be an opportunity to enjoy some little snacks and beverages and desserts and so forth. That's happening this Saturday, the 28th, from 5:30 to 7:30. Now, if it happens to rain, and we'll be praying kind of against it between those hours, if it happens to rain, we'll be meeting at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet on Route 47 and River Bend Boulevard right there in Mahomet. So if it happens to rain this Saturday, we'll be meeting at the Community E-Free Church in Mahomet. Now, if you want directions or more information for this Saturday's event, give us a call. We'll kind of hook you up there, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Or you can just email Mark Burns. He'll email you the directions and everything. It's mark@greatnewsradio.org. That's mark@greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up, we're going to be having a devotion on temptations. Oh, we all are tempted. So we'll be taking a look at James chapter 1 on how to respond to the temptations in our life. Oh, it's going to be a good one. So we'll be focusing on James chapter 1 right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
That my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives, he lives, who once was dead. He lives, my ever-living head. He lives to me daily
That's right. You are listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Imagine that you are watching the morning news on TV while you're eating your breakfast. Now, you learned that late last night, a prominent person, perhaps maybe a politician, a business person, or some type of athlete, has been accused of a sin that is also a crime. Now, when the person is interviewed on camera, you wait for a candid admission of guilt or a clear denial. The accused reluctantly admits what he had done, but he adds, "Because I was in the spotlight so much, I faced a lot of temptations ordinary people don't face. I finally gave in, but anyone in my situation would have done the same thing." And this imaginary public figure is partially right. Friend, we all face temptations to sin. Some temptations may be specific to our careers or life situations, but some temptations may be common to most people. Now, most mature Christians have learned how to resist temptation to sin most of the time, but sometimes Christians look for excuses for their sins. Now, that's for both Christians and non-Christians. Some might even blame God for allowing them to be tempted. One of the major themes in the Bible is the temptation to sin. Because humans universally succumb to temptation, we needed a Savior to deliver us from our sins. We say sometimes, just one more slice or one more bite. There's no harm in it, right? Satan wants you to believe that it's okay to give in to temptation. Because who will know, right? What's the harm? Well, when you give in to the little temptations, you'll find yourself giving in to the big temptations. So if you have your Bible, turn to James chapter 1. We're going to look at verses 13 to 18. In James chapter 1, verses 13 to 18. It says, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me.' For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Do not be deceived, my brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created." See, James wrote to Christians who, like us, faced the pressures of temptation. Oh, I love chocolate pie. Oh, in fact, I love chocolate peanut butter pie. Oh, praise the Lord. See, my birthday's coming up here about a month and a half away, so I'm going to maybe ask my wife to maybe make some peanut butter chocolate pie. Oh, praise God. That's a temptation for me, big time. James wrote and outlined the truth about temptation and showed us how to handle it. See, there's appeal in temptation. The pressure comes through its appeal. Sort of like in Genesis chapter 3, we read about Eve who was looking at the forbidden fruit, and she noticed that it was pleasing to the eyes. It appealed to her. And that's the same thing what temptation does to you and me. The appeal of temptation is typically characterized by promises. Temptation promises you some gain. Now, the gain may be fun, maybe money, pleasure, adventure, position, or an appeased palate. The grass of temptation will always appear green, don't it? Temptation promises you that you won't get hurt. You can't get away with it. Nobody will know. It's not even that wrong. You won't get burned like everyone else. You're different. You can handle it. Temptation promises you that you won't get hurt. Being tempted isn't wrong, by the way, but giving in to the temptation is. See, temptation promises you that you will be better off after you indulge, but you won't. See, James in James chapter 1 communicated two truths. He said temptation is inevitable, but not irresistible. It's not a matter of if you are tempted, but when you are tempted. Temptation comes to all of us. Even came to Jesus, as you read in Matthew chapter 4. Temptation comes to a pastor, comes to any other member of his church. It comes to everyone. We all face temptation. So James communicated that temptation is inevitable but not irresistible, and he also mentioned that temptation never comes from God. We know this because of what God has revealed in his word. We know this because of God's nature. He doesn't tempt people. He lacks nothing and needs nothing. No evil offer appeals to God. He does not tempt us because he is good, loving, and righteous. He cannot and will not pressure us to do anything contrary to his character. Here's something to think about as you go about your Thursday. If temptation promises good but never delivers, why do we often say yes to those temptations? It's a thought for you. James chapter 1 verses 14 and 15 says, "But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death." See, temptation is unique for every person. Temptation comes when each of us is carried off by our own desires. In fact, the Greek word for own is idios. It's unique to you. Therefore, what may tempt me may not tempt you. Like I mentioned before, I love peanut butter pie. But you probably can't even stand peanut butter pie. But all kidding aside, but some are easily tempted to react in anger to a situation. Others seldom get angry. Some are tempted by sexual opportunities, while others just stay away. Some are tempted to engage in gluttony or other areas where they go in excess. Others walk away from that temptation. You face some temptations that others around you won't, but they face temptations that you won't face. According to verses 14 and 15, temptation follows a predictable process. It can be illustrated with fishing. See, an angler throws bait to an unsuspecting bass. I love bass fishing, by the way. I'm not really good at it, but I just love to think I am. But when a worm dangles before that bass, his desire wakens. That's right. He swims away from the safety of his log and swallows the bait. Boom, like that. But for me, that never happens, by the way. Just want to clarify that. And then the fish is no longer in control. He is pulled against his will toward the angler's boat, net, cooler, and maybe a taxidermist. But not for me. I normally catch tires. So my question is, what bait is used on us? James says that we are tempted when we get carried away and enticed. Friend, we have desires, maybe even God-given desires for food, sex, approval, shelter, love, power. Now, these are not bad in itself, but fulfilling them in the wrong ways can be deadly and so, so wrong and sinful. And when we leave, friend, the safety and shelter of God's provision, we take Satan's bait. Sin conceives in us. Sin entangles us, and we suffer. So how in the world do we deal with the pressure of temptation? We can draw upon the good and perfect gifts that God gives to us. Instead of leading us to evil, God provides what we need to live righteously and resist temptation. See, having a relationship with Christ can help. See, too many of us think that we are helpless to resist temptation, but as a child of God, the power of Christ is in you and gives you victory over sin. See, as a Christian, a saint, you are called to be holy and blameless. Because you are a child of God, you can successfully resist temptation. See, Jesus Christ takes up residence in your life and empowers you by his Holy Spirit. So we can repent and call on God's power to live like a Christ follower. So having a relationship with Christ can help us deal and overcome the pressures of temptation. Another thing is God's word. That's right. See, when Jesus was tempted, he used scripture. He used scripture to respond to the pressure of temptation in Matthew chapter 4. Since Jesus, who is God, used scripture to resist temptation, how much more should we? What better way to overcome the pressure of temptation than repeating and obeying the word of the one who made us and knows us better than we know ourselves? See, friend, when we memorize God's word and hide it in our hearts, you and I have the ability to give the right answer at the right time. God's word becomes our defense. In fact, this is what Psalm 119:11 says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. So we can overcome the pressure of temptations by having a relationship with Christ, by getting into God's word, but also an escape route that God provides. Yeah, see, one of God's greatest gifts to us is the promise of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It says that no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so you can endure it. I love it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, by the way. So one of the greatest gifts to us is that promise. God will provide a way of escape to help us stand up against any temptation that you and I will face. Yes, we need to call out to the Spirit of Christ inside of us for help, yet we also need not to walk past God's opportunity to bail us out. We can also escape by avoiding those things that lead us toward temptation, by doing those things that make us stronger. Sometimes we need to avoid certain things in our life, certain people in our life, to avoid the pressure of temptation. In fact, there's this one poem entitled, I Walk Down the Street. This is how it goes. It says, I walk down the street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. So the next day, I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. And I fall in again. And the next day, I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend that I don't see it, but I fall in again. So the next day, I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk, and I fall in it again. So the next day, I walk down another street. See, friends, sometimes God provides another street. Yeah. We need to choose to walk down a different street. It's too much walking, you say. But yeah, that sure beats trying to dig yourself out of a hole. Let's choose, friend, to walk down a different street that God himself provided. He will provide a way of escape to help us overcome the pressures of temptation. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Thank you so much just for letting me spend some time with you today as part of your Thursday. And if you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, or song requests, go ahead and shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you. It's joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's Joey, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. Would love to hear from you. Hey, coming up tomorrow, Jason and Mark in the studio tomorrow to continue their study on the book of Acts. And they'll talk a little bit more about the big events coming up on Saturday. I'll be reminding you of that backup plan if it rains. Going to be meeting at the Community E-Free Church in Mahomet, right there on Route 47. Again, if you want more details on Saturday's events happening at the Burns Homestead, 217-367-7777. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.